Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I want to look at all of the preseason action since we last met on Friday on C2C. Let's start with yesterday in Vegas, Sunday. The Raiders improved to 2-0. They beat the Vikings at Allegiant with a nice crowd, 26-20. Nick Mullins completed 7 of 9 for 94 yards and a TD. The Raiders are now 2-0. Remember, they beat Jacksonville at the Hall of Fame game 27-11 last week. Jarrett Stidham, who started for Vegas, completed 10 of 15 for 68 yards. He also ran 16 yards on 4 carries and had a touchdown. Kellen Mond threw for 119 yards on 9 completions, including 2 touchdowns. And Sean Mannion was 8 of 12 for 79 yards. Vegas scored first. They got a Carlson 23-yard field goal. Then they made a 10-zip when Stidham scampered 4 yards for a TD. Britton Brown ran for 54 yards for the Raiders and had a TD. Ty Chandler ran for 50 yards, a 10-yard average for the Vikings, but didn't score. So let's go to Saturday's games. The Rams beat the Chargers 29-22 at SoFi. That's both of their homes, of course. We haven't seen a game there since the Rams won the Super Bowl 6 months ago. Bryce Perkins threw a pair of TD passes to Lance McCutcheon, and that's how they got it done. The Chargers had the ball late in the fourth and were driving to tie the game, but Easton Stick's pass got picked off at the Rams 8 with 27 seconds left, and that was all she wrote. Stick was 16 of 23 for 119 yards and a pick. Chase Daniel was 11 of 17 for 117 yards for the Chargers and 2 TDs. The Broncos beat the Cowboys 17-7. 36-year-old Josh Johnson, who's played for 14 NFL teams, threw a pair of first-half TD passes, and the Cowboys had a ton of penalties, so that's how the Broncos won. At the start of the fourth quarter, Dallas had 106 yards rushing, 118 passing yards, and 119 penalty yards. Brett Rippon was 8 of 18 for 113 yards and a 6.3 average for Denver. After Johnson played for Dallas, Ben DiNucci, 9 of 16 for 112 yards and a TD. Cooper Rush was 12 of 20 for 84 yards and no TDs, but had a pick. The Texans beat the Saints 17-13 in Houston. Jeff Driscoll was 16 of 26 for 165 yards, 2 TDs. He got picked off 3 times, though. Davis Mills was 3 of 3 for 14 yards and a 4.7-yard average. Ian Book, who played at Notre Dame, 15 of 22 for 121 yards and a pick. Andy Dalton was 5 of 5, 51 yards, and had a TD. But the Saints lost. We saw the debuts of Lovie Smith for the Texans as head coach and Dennis Allen. Same thing for the Saints. The Dolphins beat the Bucs 26-24. Tampa had a chance to win it late, but a field goal hit the upright, and that was all she wrote. Kyle Trask was 25 of 33 for 258 and a TD with a pick for Tampa. Blaine Gabbert was 5 of 5 with a TD. Skylar Thompson for Miami, 20 of 28, 218 yards, a 7.8 average with a TD in the game and no picks. He wasn't bad. How about the Steelers? They beat the Seahawks in Pittsburgh 32-25. Kenny Pickett threw a 24-yard TD strike to Tyler Vaughns with 3 seconds left as the Steelers won the game. Pickett, their first-round pick, of course, is competing with Trubisky and Mason Rudolph for the quarterback gig. He played the second half and finished 13 of 15 for 95 yards and 2 TDs. He was sacked, forcing a turnover on downs, but had a chance to win the game when Pittsburgh's Mark Robinson sacked Drew Lock and forced a fumble on the next play. Pickett responded with a five-play, 43-yard drive, capped by his TD pass to Vons, and people were going crazy, chanting, "Kenny, Kenny, Kenny, in the Steel City." Pickett said, "I'd be lying if I said I didn't hear the fans. It was an incredible feeling. It was really cool. It was special." Mason Rudolph was 9 of 15 for 93 yards and a TD. Mitchell Trubisky, 4 of 7 for 63 yards and a TD. Drew Lock threw for 102 yards, was 11 of 15, had two TDs. Geno Smith, 10 of 15, 101 yards, no TDs. The Bills won in Buffalo over the Colts 27-24. Matt Barkley was 18 of 24, 224 yards. He threw a pick. Case Keenum threw two picks, was 11 of 18 for 86 yards. He didn't look good. For Indy, Sam Ehlinger, 10 of 11, nice, two TDs, 88 yards. Nick Foles, 7 of 11, 72 yards. He had a TD and a pick. Matt Ryan threw for 6 for 10, 58 yards, no TDs. Jack Cohn, 1 of 5, and no TDs. Raheem Blackshear had two rushing touchdowns for the Bills. Carolina beat Washington on the road. Let's take a look at Baker Mayfield, 4 of 7, 45 yards, a 6.4 average, no TDs. Sam Darnold, 2 for 3, 16 yards with a TD. Matt Corral, 1 of 9, 11 yards. He was awful. P.J. Walker also played at quarterback, 10 and 19 for Carolina, 136 yards, a 7.2 average, no TDs, no picks. Sam Howell, 9 of 16, 145 yards for the Commanders with a 9-yard average, no TDs. Carson Wentz, 10 of 13, 74 yards, no TDs. Taylor Heinicke, 4 of 9, 21 yards, one pick. And how about the Bears on Saturday in the Windy City, 19-14 over the Chiefs. For Kansas City, Shane Buechel had a TD and a pick. Patrick Mahomes threw a TD, 60 yards, 6 of 7 in the game. Dustin Crum threw 6 of 11 for 18 yards, no TDs. Chad Henne, 2 of 3, 10 yards, no TDs. For Chicago, Trevor Siemian, 7 of 13, 89 yards, 2 TDs. Justin Fields, 4 of 7, 48 yards, no TDs, a 6.9-yard average. Nate Peterman, 4 of 6 for 36 yards, no TDs. So what about the Friday games after we got done with C2C? The Falcons beat the Lions 27-23 in Detroit. Look, I thought Desmond Ridder looked great. He was 10 of 22, 103 yards, threw two TDs. Marcus Mariota was 2 of 2, 36 yards, no TDs. David Blah threw 18 of 28, 141 yards for the Lions, no TDs, no picks. Tim Boyle had a TD and a pick. Jared Goff threw for 47 yards, no TDs, no picks. DeAndre Swift had a rushing TD for the Lions. Mariota ran one in for Atlanta. One of their draft picks, Drake London of the Falcons, got injured in the game. It's nothing serious, but he did get banged up. Devin Funchess had a TD catch for the Lions. The Browns beat the Jaguars. How about it? You finally get to see Deshaun Watson. He was terrible. 1 of 5, 7 yards. He did absolutely nothing. Josh Rosen threw for 56 yards. Josh Dobbs, 108 yards. He was good. Threw a TD, 10 of 13. Trevor Lawrence was 6 of 12 for 95 yards. He threw a TD. Jake Luton, no TDs, one pick. C.J. Beathard, no TDs, one pick. So the backups for the Jags both sucked. Travis Etienne played for Jacksonville. First time we've seen him. 9 carries, 23 yards, no TDs, a 2.6 average. He was kind of bunk. Jerome Ford had a rushing TD, 57 yards for the Browns, and he caught a TD pass. The Cardinals beat the Bengals in Cincinnati. Arizona had Trace McSorley, threw for 163 yards and a TD. Garantano also threw a TD for Arizona. For Cincy, Jake Browning, no TDs, no picks, threw for 190 yards. He was decent. Drew Plitt threw a TD, 76 yards overall. Brandon Allen, 29 yards, no TDs, no picks. Jonathan Ward had two rushing touchdowns for Arizona. Jax Patrick rushed one in for the Bengals. Kendrick Pryor caught a TD pass for Cincy. And Kirkland and Bacchelia both caught TDs for Zona. the big story was the Jets' win over the Eagles. Not that they beat them 24-21, but that Wilson, their quarterback, injured his knee. They're saying 2 to 4 weeks. He's going to have a scope. That just doesn't sound good to me at all. He injured his right knee in the first quarter of their win. He dropped back to pass with like 4.5 minutes left in the quarter. He was flushed out of the pocket, scrambled, went down on his own. Nobody hit him. He just cut, made a plant, and down he went. Jalen Hurts threw for a TD. So did Reed Sennett for the Eagles. Jason Huntley rushed one in for Philly. Zonovan Knight rushed one in for the Jets. Dallas Goedert had a TD catch for the Eagles. Calvin Jackson caught one. So did Jeremy Ruckert for the Jets. And finally, on Friday night, the Niners were at home at Santa Clara at Levi's. They beat the Packers 28-21. Jordan Love threw for 176 yards, but he was a disaster. 3 picks. He did have 2 TDs, but you can't throw 3 interceptions. There's your future Packers. Nate Sudfeld, Trey Lance, and Brock Purdy all threw TD passes for the Niners. Danny Gray, Ray-Ray McCloud, and Tanner Hudson all had TD catches for the Niners. Danny Davis, Romeo Doubs had TD catches. So did Amari Rodgers for the Pack. So there you go. Those were all the games. This Thursday night, Bears and Seahawks in the Pacific Northwest. Friday night, Panthers at Pats, Saints at Pack, Texans at Rams. Saturday, Broncos at Bills in the afternoon. Same with the Lions, Colts, and Indy. That Bills game in Buffalo. Commanders are in Kansas City at 4 Eastern. At night, Bucks, Titans in Tennessee. Raiders are in Miami. Niners at Minnesota. The Steelers are in Jacksonville. And the Cowboys are at the Chargers at SoFi. Sunday, you got 3 games. And then there's a Monday night game. Falcons and Jets in New York.